That's field hockey right there. Common Trope on Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. And now I have some guys from field hockey joining me in studio. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you for having us, Gino. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you guys are super excited. We have a big show coming up tomorrow, Songbirds, one of my favorite venues in town. Love it when you guys are doing Chattanooga shows. You guys kind of venture out a little bit, but you always seem to come back to the scenic city here. And the last time you guys were on, you guys were members of the Proximity Playlist. So we focused you on a little bit. We talked a little bit more about the story and everything, and I want people to go check that out. That episode is still live on our website, hits96.com, wherever you get your podcasts. But we could only talk about certain things. You had a lot in the works, but there was only so much that could be said at the time. I think we gave the hint of sneakers when it comes to one of the doors.
Sneakers and vehicles or something like that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. But now it's been announced. And you guys have some really big festivals coming up. So please tell us what we are in store for the next couple of months.
Absolutely. So the first thing we got going on, obviously, is the show tomorrow at Songbirds.
Yeah, and we'll get more into
that. We'd love to see all of you guys there. We'll talk about that.
Yep.
This summer, we're going to Milwaukee, and we're playing the Summerfest.
It's huge.
We're playing bands like Hot Mulligan and State Champs and Styx.
The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus,
absolutely. Garth Brooks, I think, opens the night originally, which is wild. And then you have headliners like Muse and Post Malone and like Ed Sheeran.
It's crazy.
So it's such a wide variety, but we're absolutely stoked to be on that. Moving forward, going into the month of November, we are playing Warped Tour.
That is awesome.
With Insane Clown Posse.
My favorite.
Warped Tour, you guys obviously grew up knowing about Warped Tour and watching, going to Warped Tour and just being all about it. So to be part of that brand, and I know that means a lot to you as a band, to now be associated with the actual Warped Tour.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. It really is.
It's amazing. I mean, there's bands like, you know, Thrice. There's The Used. There's Taking Back Sunday, who's absolutely one of my favorite bands. And we're going to be on stage, you know, with bands like that and that have done that and that have, you know, that's not only got like a legacy of years and years of people and their children, you know, bringing their kids and I'll be bringing mine.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable. I'm still like in my head about it that it's unreal. And then I wake up every morning and I'm like, you know, we're playing Warped Tour.
Sure.
We're playing Summerfest, man. This is crazy. This is amazing.
Well, congratulations on that. That is a huge thing. How did something like that happen? Is there an application process or what? Or is it people you know? You just make the right connections and eventually impress the right person? You don't have to tell the whole story.
But right, right.
There's people listening like, well, I want my band to play Warped Tour.
100%. A lot of it, I'll say a little bit and then I'll toss it over to Michael. A lot of it is literally just having a conversation with people. You miss every shot, you know, that you don't take.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, we are honest, we're real, we talk with people, we build connections, and Michael, take it away.
So we have some people that you can talk to if you want your band to have opportunities like those.
Sure.
There's a podcast on Twitch out of the UK. They're called Blood, Sweat, and Beers, or BSBTV.
Yes.
And a couple years ago, they were a DIY podcast that would bring on local bands from, and I say local bands because, to be honest, a local band is it doesn't mean
it's not the vicinity.
It doesn't mean you're local to this vicinity. It's like you stay in this area, and so you're a local band,
right?
And so they'll work with indie and local bands, and they'll play their songs, and have a vote at the end of their show to see who gets the song of the week or the song of the month.
Sure.
As they've grown, they've begun bringing on guests like Kevin Lyman, who is the founder of Warped Tour.
Sure.
They brought on a talent buyer for Summerfest, just those two specific.
Basically using their platform kind of highlights you guys and others.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see it and they say, well, wait a second, there's obviously some talent here that we want to, because we don't want to take away the talent that you guys are providing too. Obviously the music you're bringing, the songs and everything else, the whole package, they're not gonna have you on if they're not gonna it's not gonna be any good. So that's outstanding. I think that's really cool.
Well, two other bands actually got booked to play Warped Tour on the same episode as us.
Awesome.
And I believe one or two other bands got booked for Summerfest.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
On that episode as well. They've had bands go on and tour with bands like The Ghost Inside, and I know they're off in the other and the other
Ether.
Sure, yeah. They're not very mainstream, but you know, if you're into alternative music, you probably know who they are.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I mean, well, it doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get there. And that is now a thing that you guys can check off the list, and I'm sure you're super excited about this coming up. And that leads us to more recent shows, because we're going to practice, right? We're getting ready for the big stage.
Right.
And we're going to be over at Songbirds. I mentioned earlier, one of my favorite venues, always good to local groups from Chattanooga, of course. What can we expect when it comes to tomorrow?
So we are playing with our good friends in Nectar Collector.
Okay.
We're bringing these guys back. They are a phenomenal band. We've known them for a while, and everybody's kind of just, you know, like even pre-COVID days, like that's how long we've known these guys. And so it's wonderful to be playing with them. We've got a couple of surprises for you.
Sure.
Songs-wise, but we're going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And what you can definitely expect is a lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. We're going to get you guys moving. We're going to get you guys jumping. We're going to get you guys singing along.
One of those rumors is a new song, right?
Is that
the cat out of the bag?
Yeah,
I don't know anything
song.
Else, but I've seen the sprinklings online, and I have heard that there's some new stuff coming, too, so that's exciting for people that have been following you guys for a little
bit. Absolutely, yeah. I think if you like the last couple of things that we put out, if you like Trope, you like Mazes,
one of my favorites.
You are going to like the new song.
Excellent. Well, we are super excited. That's going to be tomorrow, Songbirds. Tickets are pretty affordable, $15 at the door. It's you can't really beat that, especially with everything happening tomorrow night. It's going to be a nice, affordable ticket. Going to go see some great music, have some fun, and you'll be able to check out Songbirds, again, one of my favorites. Guys, appreciate you coming on. Congratulations on everything. I think that is just outstanding. Keep us posted on everything, and we'll continue to share and make it all happen right here on Hits 96.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having us.
All right, thanks. It's Hits 96.